Your mother took her own life, didn't she?
Yes, I whisper, astonished that he knows this.
She was lucky.
How dare you?
Trust me, she was lucky not to be taken by that thing. As for my brother, he was not so fortunate.
What is it?
Nothing you can fight.
I saw it again, on the carriage ride in. I had another vision. He's alarmed. I can see the fear in him, and now I'm sorry I've told him anything. In one move, he's off the altar and in front of me.
Listen to me well, Miss Doyle. You are not to speak about what you've seen to anyone. Do you understand?
Moonlight pokes through the stained glass in weak slices. Why not?
Because it will put you in danger.
What was that thing I saw?
It was a warning, and if you don't want other terrible things to happen, you will not bring on any more visions.
The night, the pranks, the fear and exhaustion, they all collide in a sneering laugh I can't seem to stop. And how, pray tell, am I supposed to do that? It's not as if I asked for it in the first place.
Close your mind to them, and they'll stop soon enough.
And if I can't? Without a sound, he reaches out quickly and clamps a hand around the delicate bones of my wrist, squeezing tightly.
You will.
Down the center aisle, the mouse makes a bold run for it, rushing across to the other side of the church, where he's only a scratching sound again. I'm bending under the pressure on my wrist. He lets go, a satisfied smirk on his face. I pull my arm close and rub at the sting on my skin.
We'll be watching you, Miss Doyle.
There's a clattering sound at the chapel's heavy oak doors. I can hear Father Waite's drunken singing as he fumbles to lift the bolt, cursing as it falls back into place with a thud. I don't know whether to be thankful or terrified that he'll find me here. In the instant I turn to look, my tormentor has vanished. He's simply gone. The door is unguarded. I have a way out. And then I see it, the decanter of communion wine sitting full and ready in its cubbyhole. The wooden bolt slides free. He's almost in. But tonight, Father Waite will be denied his wine. It's cradled in my arm as I bound through the side door and stop at the top of a dark stairwell. What if he's waiting for me down those shadowy stairs? Father Waite calls out, half drunk.
Is anyone there?
I'm down the stairwell and out behind the chapel as if I've been shot from a cannon. Not till I've stumbled my way down the hill and have the imposing bricks of Spence in sight do I stop for breath. A crow caws, making me jump. I feel eyes on me everywhere. We'll be watching you. What did he mean by that? Who is we? And why would anyone want to keep an eye on a girl who wasn't clever enough to outwit a quartet of boarding school pranksters? What does he know about my mother? Just keep looking at the school, Gemma. You'll be all right. I keep my eyes on the rows of windows ahead. They bob up and down with each step. You will not bring on any more visions. It's ridiculous. Galling, in fact. As if I have any control over them. As if I could just shut my eyes like this, right now, and will myself into one. The sound of my breath slows, grows louder. My whole body's gone warm and relaxed, like I'm floating in the most delicious bath of sweet rose water. At the smell of roses, I snap my eyes open. The little girl from the alley stands in front of me, shimmering. She beckons me with her hand. This way!